Everyone has a very important role for drug prevention. If we play our role, then we can try to minimize this substance from our beautiful world.
The vision, a world where all people live free of the burden of drug abuse. This is the Drug-Free America Foundation's Pathway to Prevention podcast, where we are committed to developing strategies that prevent drug use and promote sustained recovery. Thank you for not only tuning in, but your continued support and efforts to help make this world a better place. We hope you enjoy this episode. All right, podcast listeners, I am excited to invite and welcome my friend, Sana, to the podcast. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Sana Ularatu. I am based in Gujranwala city, which is a part of the Punjab province of Pakistan. I am the CEO of Pakistan Youth Organization. And I have also expertise for the rehabilitation of the drug users. And I am also the working as the trainer of United Nations Office on Drug and Crime Pakistan and Colombo Plan Global Center for Credentialing and Education based in Sri Lanka. Basically, I am a sociologist and did my fellowship from Singapore and then one certification from University of Manitoba, Canada, regarding the research. Now I am working with the Pakistan Youth Organization since 1990. So this is a little bit about my introduction.
And just from that brief introduction, so much wisdom and so much experience. I am excited to have a conversation with you to see what we can learn about prevention. And I'd like to learn more about what led you to creating the Pakistan Youth Organization back in 1990.
Oh, very good question. Thank you, Dave. In fact, in 1990, when I was studying in a college and some of our classmates are using the substance or drugs, and then as a group of students, we decided that we need to establish some sort of organization so that we can create awareness among the students and especially the youth. So then in 1990, me and some of my other friends established Pakistan Youth Organization. So in beginning, we just started some sort of prevention activities, and we conduct healthy and different activities for the students and the youth of our city, which is in Gujranwala. And then after that, we expand to the other areas of Pakistan.
You have a lot of programs that you offer, but I'm curious about what wisdom you might offer us when it comes to starting the organization. What were some challenges or barriers that you faced?
Oh, well, Dave, in fact, in beginning, we faced different kind of challenges that at first, some challenges from our friends, which are using the substance and they don't want to start this kind of program in the educational institutions. And secondly, we don't have any kind of training how we can conduct events for prevention and which kind of information we need to share with our friends and colleagues and students of the educational institution. So at that time, we don't have any idea that how we can conduct different kind of activities and how we can conduct different activities. At that time, we don't have any expertise because we were a student and we just taken that initiative for establishment of the PYO. So first challenges we face at that time, that we don't have any information about the homes of substance.
So you and some friend saw a need, saw a problem. You didn't have the training. You didn't have resources that you need. You had those challenges, but you came together to make a difference. And what were some things that helped you succeed?
I think at that time, I just have an idea in my mind. And then I write different letters to different organizations like police of our city and different embassies like US embassy, the Australian embassy, so that I can collect different information from these organizations. And in one event, we invited the superintendent police of our city. So you know that the youth is very enthusiastic and they share the different things lacking about the police in the event. And that time, police officer asked us and challenged the youth organization members, if I give you the place, can you establish the rehabilitation center in the police line? At that time, that was the turning point for Pakistan Youth Organization. And the youth of the PYO and the members of PYO taken this challenge. And we will establish that rehab center. And later on, he asked us to join him in a meeting. And he also introduced us about the police line building, and then later on we collaborate with the police and we establish a rehabilitation center in 1994. After 4 years, we are on the track and we establish the treatment and rehabilitation center in our city in collaboration of the police and some staff facilities provided by the police and some efforts and volunteer services from the members of Pakistan Youth Organization. So that was the practical beginning of the youth organization in 1994. Because, you know, the youth is very enthusiastic and our member also collaborate with the police. And that was a very good news for the youth organization that they are going to establish a rehab center. Because all of the students, they don't have resources. They're just providing their volunteer services. So that's why the new era of Pakistan Youth Organization that they are going to establish a rehab center. And that center, we collaborate with them around 5 years.
And that story just makes me smile. If I understood correctly, you had the youth involved working with the police, helping to start the rehab center?
Yes. Yes, yes. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, when we invite the police chief in one of our events, so then we started collaboration with the district police. They provided us the building. They provided the security person and the volunteer of PYO. Some of our members are the doctors. Some are the social workers. Some are the psychologists studying in psychology. So we put our resources together and then start the rehabilitation center.
What advice would you offer our listeners when it comes to bringing people together, to collaborating with the police department or other folks in your community or their community?
I think when we are trying to do something, so then God provides us the different opportunities. So that was one of the opportunity. And after that, the different door opening for us. And if we talk about, as you asked, our collaboration with the police is very, very effective. And mostly whenever the new chief came, they just sit with our team and discuss various things. If I say our collaboration with the police and the experience working with the police is very good. Whenever the new chief came in, they must meet with our team and visit the rehab center and appreciate very much to the volunteers of the youth organization. That was a very good experience we had with the police.
Any tips or strategies for our listeners when it comes to engaging youth?
Yes. Oh, yes. So if we talk about the youth, we conduct different kinds of activities. That's we are conducting the healthy or recreational activities, like we conduct the different sports events, especially the cricket is, as you know, the very popular in Pakistan. So we conduct the cricket tournaments, cricket events, quiz competition, debate, declamation. So we're trying to engage these students in different activities. Not only we are trying to create the prevention activities or create awareness among the youth, we try to engage them in different kind of activities. And during these activities, we also trying to provide different kind of information about harms of drugs and different things. Another strategy which we are using, we have a mobile unit, and our team going to providing the prevention activities and awareness to the community, especially the youth. And if someone needs counseling services, then they can also providing them. So this kind of activities we are conducting, the prevention activities, we are conducting the recreational activities for youth, we are providing the life skill training to the youth, like decision making skills, assertion skill, communication skills, stress management skills. So there is a lot of some sort of activities which we are conducting for the youth and trying to engage the youth in this kind of activities. So that's why the youth is interesting to participate in the youth organization activities.
That is marvelous. So thank you for letting me dig deep and ask questions about the creation of the Pakistan Youth Organization. And thank you for sharing the tips and wisdom. I know many of our listeners often see a problem or see a need in their community, but don't know how to start or where to start. And you have shared so much with us already in this conversation. I'd like to take a little bit and really dive into the organization. I know you talked a little bit about the start and what you did with the police and the rehab center, and briefly touched on some of the activities for the youth, but can we talk about those a little bit more? What all do you have going on within the organization?
Yes, we have a different projects. I would like to share one of our success story. One project we did with the United Nations Habitat, which headquarters based in Nairobi, Kenya. That is a one project we conducted for the youth, Pakistan Youth Organization, and one rehab center. And we selected different youth which rehabilitated from that rehabilitation center. And then we have a revolving fund for learning. And then we loaned to that rehabilitated person. And we had one MOU with the district government. And we have a few stalls over there. We can say the cheap market over there. They have a different kind of stall. And then after when we provide the loan to that person, and then we also give them one stall. And where they start their business, and later on they pay back to the organization. And when they completely pay back the loan, and they also understand how they run the business, deal with the business enterprises, and the how they can deal with the clients or customers, then they independently run their business. And then we give the loan to the other persons. So this kind of project went very well. And we collaborated this project with one of the UN agency. So I think this is one of the success story of the PYO. We have also the different kind of projects. But at the moment, I'm just sharing the one success story with you and the listeners.
That is a very interesting model. So you brought, was it three organizations together for that project?
Yes, three organizations. That is, one is the district governments, our local government, and one Pakistan youth organization, and one rehabilitation center. So we jointly implemented this project. And the revolving funds amount initially provided by the UN agency. And then we implemented this project.
And what, in addition to the loans and the stalls at the bazaar, do you see any other sort of benefits or impacts with those individuals that have gone through this program?
Yes, at first, in fact, their capacity building training is also the part of that project. So initially, we give them the training and then give them the loan. And after that, they have, I think, a big impact on their living, because now they are earning money and they have their own businesses. I think after the rehabilitation program, now they have their own business. And if there is some issue, our outreach staff was also available for them for guidance or any kind of problem if they have.
And as I try to look at things through one of those individuals' perspectives, I imagine they felt a sense of support, and that you all, the team, you care about them, and maybe they have a little bit of hope for their future as well now.
Yes, very right, said. After that, we made a documentary and then sent to the UN agency what impact on their lives. As you mentioned, they have different kind of activities, and they are looking to their future. They are happily living with their families. And this is a very good project that many the youth members benefited from this project.
Yes, I think it sounds incredible. Incredible. Could we talk a little bit about the orientation programs that you have for the youth? If I remember correctly, you share some of the harms of drugs, and you touched on life skills. Am I correct?
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, that we have a prevention program for youth and educational institution students. So in this program, we provide them the orientation about harms of drugs. And meanwhile, we also conduct life skills trainings. And we provide them the trainings about the communication skills, about assertion, about stress management, and And also very important that how can they say no to drugs? So because some of the students don't know how they want to say no to drugs. Another thing is some youth members and the students have myths about the drugs, something that make them more energetic, something that it will help to make them more studying. So this kind of misconception we are trying to clear in our prevention campaign, our activities in orientation program. So this kind of information we are providing to youth in this prevention program.
Is this prevention program, is this in schools, colleges, or universities?
This one is mostly about the colleges and universities. Some of the schools, because in Pakistan, the mostly the problem in colleges and the universities is drug issue. Now, in some schools, we also heard that some students are using substance. So that's why now we also targeting the school's population as well and conduct different activities also for the school students as well. But mostly we conducting these activities for colleges and universities students.
I can begin to understand the need for that work, the colleges and universities. When I first started in prevention, I was a police officer at a university. So I got to see the impact. So I can understand. The mobile unit that you mentioned before really sounds wonderful. The concept, the idea of taking the support, the materials and counseling to meet the youth where they're at is rather unique. Could you share with us how did you get that started?
In fact, this mobile unit idea, when we have some planning about, because in city areas, we mostly conduct different activities in the educational institution. But our outreach team not going to far-flung areas in the rural areas. So then we discuss within our team, how can we reach the rural areas? So that's time we plan a mobile unit. And one thing I want to also share with you, this in beginning, this mobile unit was supported by the U.S. Embassy, we are based in Islamabad, Pakistan. When we start this mobile unit, then this mobile unit went in different rural areas. They provide the different material to the community, especially to youth. And if someone needs the counseling services, then one counselor is also the part of our outreach team, along with the outreach workers. One is mobile unit, two is the outreach worker, and one counselor. They went in different places and trying to create awareness, providing the prevention material, provide the counseling service if someone is needed. So this unique services the Pakistan Youth Organization is providing in Pakistan. So this one is also, I think, a good project of Pakistan Youth Organization.
Absolutely. And it's maintained and supported by the community members to keep it going. How have you been able to accomplish that? How did you get the community support?
We started with the support from the U.S. Embassy, but now this going on with the support of community. And if we say we are lucky enough that our community is supporting a lot for conducting this kind of activities. So the community is very supportive.
And what have you seen the impact of having this mobile unit?
Yes, I think is impact is very good, because before this mobile unit in the rural area, they don't have such information about the harms of drugs and the services and myths about the drugs. They don't have counseling services. So I think it's a very good impact in the, especially in community, and if we talk about the rural areas, and the especially if we talk about the youth of rural area.
Marvelous. I would love to go with and see this mobile unit in action in the community. I can only picture it being a beautiful experience to witness. What advice would you give our listeners when it comes to prevention with youth?
If we especially talk about in Pakistan, the mostly the people with using substance, their age bracket is from 17, 18 to 36. The majority of the youth are taking the drugs. That's why I think we need to work on youth. And if we provide the different healthy activities or opportunities to youth, then we can save our youth from the substance. So that's why the TYO is organizing the different kinds of activities for the youth. And I also want to ask the listener, especially I want to thank especially the parents, because the parents also need to work with their kids. They especially look at their friends, their classmates, how they can behave with each other, and how is their daily routine. So then someone come to know is their kids are living their life in good manner, or they are might be going towards this substance. If they feel their daily routine is changing, then the parents need to look into it. Is there something wrong, and how they can look after their child, how they can look their activities, their daily routines, their sleeping pattern, how they are doing in their studies. So this kind of things, I think parents and other significant others close watch on their daily routine and activity. Yeah.
I agree. The more parents can be present and be aware and then have conversations with the youth, they can have a big impact. I agree. When you were sharing about the start of the Pakistan Youth Organization, you mentioned that you didn't have the knowledge, the training, but you've grown so much over the years. Where have been some of the places or the key partners that have helped you learn how to do prevention?
Yes, in the beginning, Anti-Narcotics Force Pakistan helped us a lot for the different trainings. They also provide me opportunity to attend the international trainings. They also send me to the Singapore. And I have also opportunity to attend the different prevention training and treatment training in different countries. More than 20 countries I have been visited and participate in different international conferences and training program. I am also the one of the trainer of the United Nations of Drug and Crime and Colombo Plan Drug Advisory Program. So I think we are lucky enough. We have a good collaboration with the Pakistan government and then the other international organization as well. So that's why we started from a local community, then we went to the national, and then we part of the international community.
And my summary of that for our listeners would be, get engaged, ask questions. In prevention, we are all in this together. Sana, you said you've been to over 20 countries to build your prevention knowledge. And listeners, you can do just the same. Reach out to us. Reach out to folks from our past episodes. Ask questions. We're all here to support each other because prevention is better together.
Right, Dave. I agree. Fully agree with you.
Before we close out this inspiring conversation, I'd like to just pause and invite you to share anything that we may have not covered that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yes, I also want to sum up our success in different areas that Pakistan Youth Organization did the different projects with the UN agencies. Like I already mentioned that UN Habitat, UN ODC, U.S. Embassy, Colombo Plan, Government of Pakistan, Anti-Narcotics Force, and other many organizations. That is, I think that is a very good experience for us that we collaborate with different organizations. We presented papers in different international conferences. And now we are also working on the policy making and advocacy. The BYO also hosting a side event on eve of Commission on Narcotic Drug Session. We are collaborating this event with the Vienna NGO Committee. So Pakistan Youth Organization and Working Group of Asia Pacific Region NGOs and Vienna NGO Committee also collaborating with us in this event. So this is a summary of organization working. And I also let to know you and our listener that one organization which started from a town, and then now we have the opportunity to interact with the international community, and now we are also trying to share our knowledge and expertise to the international community. And we also collaborate with the international community for the drug prevention movement. And as you mentioned, that now we are collaborating with international community for drug prevention. So this is a summary from our organization activity.
Very admirable and very inspiring. For my last question, what would be sort of your final call to action for our listeners, or one final piece of advice that you don't want our listeners to forget?
Okay, this is a very important question. I think everyone need to play his or her role for drug prevention. Might be he aware what is his colleagues, his friends is doing, how can they prevent them from substance. Or if we talk about the community, I think the community role is also very important. We need to work together and try to provide the different information to our community about harms of drugs, how they say no to drugs. And this is very important that everyone know about the harms of drugs. Everyone know the skills of how say no to drugs. So everyone have a very important role for prevention of substance or drugs. Because no single person can prevent whole world. Everyone has a very important role for drug prevention. If we play our role, then we can try to minimize this substance from our beautiful world.
And that was beautiful, such beautiful wisdom. I want to thank you for taking time to speak with me and share your wisdom. And thank you for doing the work you are doing to make this world a better place. It's been an honor, and I look forward to many more conversations and collaborations with you.
So thank you very much, Dave. You have provided me opportunity to share our experience with the listeners. This is also one of the opportunity which you provided me that we share our work with the listeners of the global community. This is a very, very good opportunity for BYO that share our experience with all of our global community.
That concludes this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and share this episode with a friend before you leave. And we look forward to seeing you on social media, because prevention is better together. Together, we are stronger.